So today for this podcast, I was thinking we take the meaning of life, and we're continuing from the previous, you know, series that we started a couple of weeks ago. I thought we'd take the idea of meaning of life and we'd look at it from a macro perspective. We look at it from the perspective of someone who is capturing the one aspect of ourselves that we think to be most intrinsic to the human condition, and that is empathy. What is empathy? Empathy is the ability for us to find a connection, to find relation between what our own selves are and what others are. So a pretty simple definition. And if we take the idea that everyone has empathy, we take that assumption as something that is intrinsic to our human condition, then we can make the assumption that our empathy derives most of the actions that we have, our motivations. So if we look at this from a macro perspective, like I just said, then that means that we all have this desire, this enjoyment that we want to somehow change the world. We all want to progress. And by progress, it implies help the condition of every single person in the planet, because we can empathize with anything that we find to be disruptive to ourselves, something that we would also find hardships in, like someone suffering from a natural disaster or suffering from very low social economic class, which implies they can't have the resources required to, well, live. So if we establish that that is the meaning behind life, we establish that assumption that our lives are motivated by our pursuit to help others, then it begs the question, what are we all striving for? And like I just said, this idea of progress comes up from this question. The idea of progress in that we all are striving to progress from what we already have, such that every other person can also have an easier time in life. It's a very selfless view of human nature, which my own personal interpretations could easily go against, but I think it's fair to make the assumption for today. It's fair to make the assumption for if we deconstrue that the meaning of life is based upon empathy, and we all have the ability to empathize, and we all have the information about others, or if we were to be given information for others, we can empathize given what we know the other person is feeling, then what drives our motivation in life, our actions, which are a direct product of our motivations, is to help others, is to progress such that everyone else can have an easier time in life, and that our future prosperity can also have a better time in life. And that can mean tackling issues that we know today are, you know, very important. Hunger, climate change. If you don't believe climate change exists, well, okay. And any other issue that we believe to be facing as a society, as a world, as a species. But now, this leads us to a very interesting question. Let's make the assumption for once that everyone in the world had access to the same information, everyone believed in the same information, and then that would imply that every single person, if they're given the same information, would be able to reach the same conclusions. Because one other aspect that you can make the case is intrinsic to the human condition is this ability to reason. The ability for us to actually know that what we know is logically true. Logic, reason, taking information and actually having results and having some sort of decision from that information. If we accept that this is an intrinsic human quality, then what does that imply? Because if we also accept with the meaning of life that we all have this meaning to progress, and we are in this state where every single person had the same access to education and information, would that imply that we would somehow solve every world problem that we have? Would that imply we all are after the collective goal? In that hypothetical scenario, the only thing that would take us away from actually having progress is if people reason differently. People have different capacities for reason. And that's where the real question for me that I wanted to get to in this podcast episode lies. My question is reason a skill? Is reason something that is intrinsic, or is it something that is learned? Is it something that can be developed, or is it something that we all have? Intelligence, in a lot of ways, is thought to be reason, but if you look at IQ test, which is sadly the way many have to measure intelligence, despite my personal afflictions to IQ tests. If we look at IQ tests, they don't measure just logic. They measure that to our own interpretations of logic. They also measure things like memory. They measure things like the ability to recall at different times, the ability to make connections, which I guess you could make the case is also logic as well. And they use so many other things to basically understand what we consider someone to be smart, someone to have some intelligence as. That's what they do, but that doesn't really meet the core meaning of reason. Reason. Logic. If we accept the assumption that everyone has logic, that's what makes humans different than everything else. That's what makes humans special. A human is an entity with logic. If we make that assumption, then the question becomes, why, as a human species, in that hypothetical scenario where we all have the same information, why would some people choose to do one thing while others would choose to do another? The question of whether reason is a skill, despite it seeming to not have that much actual impact on our lives, even though philosophy, you could make the case, doesn't have that much of an impact on our lives, is because of how it allows us to view ourselves. Human nature is directly construed from our understanding of ourselves, and we can only understand things that we have reasoned. We can understand information, but to understand is synonymous with reason. And if we don't have the capacity to understand how other people understand, and this is bringing back empathy, if we don't have the capacity to understand how other people choose to understand, why they understand something while others choose to understand another thing, then what that implies is that we can never actually meet with another person and have the same conclusion. We can't have a collective goal. And if we are to progress with the definition of progression that I just gave you, about minimizing the losses of others through empathy. If we are to progress, well, and we're not able to actually work as a collective society because we are under the false impression that other people are wrong and some people are right because their reasoning is different, what does that imply? That implies that we can't succeed in the goals that we believe we all share. That is something core to many of the problems that we face today. It's not just a question of trusting information, which I completely agree is one of the biggest problems we face today. But it's not just a question of trusting information, but it's a question of trusting the process that other people have in understanding information. Every piece of information we have is just an interpretation of another piece of information. The core information that we seek to believe is always true. And what science is actually based upon, science is based upon the most lowest level of information that exists. If we make the assumption that the lowest levels of information are true, that too is in itself an understanding, which is prone to the possibilities that our reason is not shared and therefore someone's reason is right or someone's reason is wrong. And that too can lead to so many downfalls, so many pitfalls that we seek to somehow fix by demeaning another person, by raising someone on a pedestal. The idea of justice, in a lot of ways, according to many philosophers of the past, I believe Cicero is one of them, was that justice is equality. But that goes under the assumption that humans are inherently equal. But if what makes us human is our ability to reason, and we have no way of knowing that our reason is the same as another person's reason, then how do we know we're all equal? How do we know that? And when I say we know, I too am utilizing reason right now. The ability to trust isn't just in the idea of information, but it comes down to the belief of reason. Why do some people have some intentions while others have others? What causes us to have these different opinions? Well, most will tell you experience. But experience comes from reason. And I'll explain that. Experience is information. Information interpreted is what we consider experience. because experience is relative to the human being. It's relative to perspective. And now that is one of the most important words if you want to remember anything from this episode. It's perspective and reason. At what point do we know that reason is submitting itself to perspective? That within itself is one of the most important issues that we all face. Yet no one chooses to savor, to understand, to think about. So, when we're going back to the whole main guiding question of this series, which is the meaning of life, what I want you to think about is the meaning of life, is it shared amongst all of us? Does our reason and the perspectives that we all have inhibit us from achieving the goals that are possibly associated with the meaning? Those goals are, like I said, reducing the suffering of others for the empathy that we all have and act upon. Now, there's a lot of stuff we went over, and I agree, there's a lot of things to think about. But reason, perspective, meaning, all feeds into motivation. Why do you choose to do what you want to do every day? I hope this gave you something to think about. I hope you will start thinking about reason differently. I know I will. And thank you for listening. This is Vic. And I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. Bye.